Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance determining that real property described as city-owned airport land located outside of the airport reserve is not needed for public purpose and authorizing the sale of the property. The city received a request to purchase the city-owned leased land outside of the airport reserve with substantial constructed leasehold improvements. City Manager Paul Ostrander told the Kenai City Council,
"What this ordinance proposes to do is to sell this property to Aaron Swanson, who does business as Forever Business Plaza LLC, under the same authorization or the same tools that we did under 2018-12. In this case, Mr. Swanson has agreed to purchase the property at fair market value as determined by a fee appraisal, and then on top of that, place 25% of the fair market value in an escrow account that he would use to invest in the building itself. There were, I think, four properties that were actually sold under 2018-12. This is, again, one of those 10, but that's what this ordinance does, is proposes to sell it under the same terms and conditions that were under 2018-12.
In 1984, the FAA released the property for sale for other than purposes relating to the airport, allowing the property to be sold at fair market value. All revenues from the sale would be deposited in the airport land sale permanent fund for use in the development, improvement, and operation of the Kenai Municipal Airport as required by the deed of release. Swanson submitted a good faith deposit and the city ordered an appraisal to be performed on the property as if vacant. The fair market value of the property of $135,000 was determined by an appraisal performed by McSwain Associates LLC back in May of 2021. And based on that amount, Swanson is committing to invest a minimum of just shy of $34,000 in the construction of new permanent improvements on the premises. The physical address is 11568 Kenaisper Highway in Kenai. The Kenai City Council accepted and appropriated funds from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service to support the city's spruce bark beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction program. The city of Kenai was notified that they were approved for a grant to support the city's mitigation efforts outlined in the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. In late September, City Manager Paul Ostrander told the City Council,
"The federal fiscal year actually ends at the end of this month, and this ordinance does two things. It authorizes me to execute the MOA, and it also appropriates the funds. So if council passes this tonight, that will allow me to sign the MOA before the end of the fiscal year. And I do anticipate that the $385,000 will be approved prior to the next meeting. So passing it tonight would be appreciated. Thank you."
According to Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor, this project has one of the highest urban interfaces within the city. The funding from the state qualifies for the matching funds from the USDA grant, allowing the city to accept both and proceed with the projects identified in the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Ostrander added,
"Once we receive the funds, we'll go out to an RFP to hire a contractor to first do the work in the gully that you can see in the attachments here. I would anticipate that we'll be able to award that contract sometime in late October or in November, which is actually a good time of year, according to the contractors who we've discussed this with, a good time of year to do that work for them. So I would expect you to see work on the ground sometime in that October-November timeframe."
Chief Pryor says that the mitigation will improve the safety of homeowners, businesses, and recreational users while improving the aesthetics throughout the city. The areas that the city will be focusing on is 105 acres approximately, and Pryor says it requires different approaches to mitigation depending on the terrain in each city-owned lot. He says some areas will be accessible with mechanical equipment, some need hand-falling of trees. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.